This gift from an Ottoman sultan is from a different time, before Lebanon's second largest city was left to decay. El Tell Square is in the historic heart of Tripoli, the 19th century architecture in a state of neglect. Mismanagement and corruption by those who have been governing for decades are blamed for the situation now.
All these beautiful monuments are important for us, but we are concerned with putting food on the table.
These markets, or what are known as souks, are rich in history and culture. But Tripoli is one of the poorest places in a country struggling with a collapsed economy. The crisis means more business for cobblers. There's extreme poverty in this city, where unemployment rates reach 60%. And their hardship is getting worse because politicians have done little to reverse the economic implosion.
In the past, people threw away their old shoes. They were able to afford new ones. Now they can't even afford the cheapest pair of shoes.
Preserving traditions is also a challenge. The copper and brass business is a centuries-old trade that is passed on from one generation to the next.
We are barely working. Few can afford brass. Instead, they're buying aluminum and stainless steel.
Another old craft is soap making. It's still being done by hand in this coastal city. But inside these ancient walls, people feel forgotten. Since the end of the civil war in 1990, there has been no project to promote development.
The city has the ability to lure tourists, whether foreign or Lebanese expats, yet the authorities have done nothing to preserve the historical monuments and bring life back to this place.
Centuries ago, this courtyard, or what is known as a khan, was a place where traders and travelers meet. Today, it is empty.
Tripoli is considered the second most archaeologically important city from the Mamluk Empire after the Egyptian capital, Cairo. The Mansouri Mosque is among some of the structures remaining from that era.
Remnants from other eras as well are found here, but Tripoli's history is overshadowed by a turbulent recent past and a grim reality. Zana Khudr Al Jazeera, Tripoli, Northern Lebanon.